And with me in the KRVS studios now from Vermilionville are Aaron Stickney and Greg Guidros, here to talk about Earth Day that will be celebrated at Vermilionville this coming Sunday, April 13th. And it is a full roster of activities. All of your events generally are, but this one is so full and so many people are participating, adding to our understanding and appreciation of the environment on Sunday. So, Aaron, maybe just tell us a bit, a few of the details about it, and then we'll talk with Greg about some of the wonderful cooking that's going to be happening and some other activities having to do with the environment.
Sure. Well, basically, it starts at 10 in the morning. It goes till 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and like you said, there's going to be activities all day long, all kinds of activities. It's $5 for anyone to get in, free for children under five, and we'll have lots of all ages activities.
All right. And Greg, start us off with some of these activities. I was looking at the materials. I didn't even know where to begin. There's so much going on. And you're going to have all of the elements of a festival, of course, music, food, activities. But this is special because it's about Earth Day. And so what are you all trying to have us walk away with from this day?
So it's all about education, mm-hmm. understanding what we can do to become better stewards for the Earth. It's springtime right now, so everything's coming back to life. Spring is in the air. People are really starting to understand and feel what it's like to be outside again. And that feeling is something that sometimes we might take for granted every year. And Earth Day is, in particular, a celebration to kind of remind us of the beauty that we gather from the Earth every year. So we have a bunch of different organizations that are going to be participating. We have a number of our organizations, and they'll be here to set up little exhibits, booths, information to tell you how you can help their organization, what you can do to help preserve the Earth and help make it a more beautiful place for us. We'll have Katie on a food circle talking about raising your own food. We'll have the Permaculture Guild, some of the beekeepers. We'll have Create, some master gardeners, the beetle experience. So everything from gardening to understanding the bugs that help participate in the gardening effort. You know, we don't have the ability to go and pollinate every flower, so understanding the cycles of the bugs and what they do to bring the garden back to life, as well as some other governmental organizations. So we'll have Soil and Water Conservation District, Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality, Trees Acadiana, Bayou Preservation Association, the Tesh Project from east of us in, mm-hmm. on the Bayou Tesh. So these people are focused on how can we preserve our natural resources, right? Because everything goes back to the earth, right? Whatever we do, whatever we collect, everything from music, fiddles, I mean, that comes from wood. Wood comes from the trees. Trees come from the ground. It's all connected. So this is the one element that we cannot live without. She's definitely the reason why the world is so beautiful. We also have a lecture series that's going to be focusing on recreation on the bayou, along the bayou, and within the greater parish region. We'll have David Cheremy from Bayou Vermilion District. He'll be talking about some of the opportunities that you can participate in along the Bayou Vermilion. We have a number of different boat launches, canoe launches, parks along the bayou that you can go out and enjoy this beautiful place that we call home. We also have Kevin Wallace with Louisiana Trail, talking about some of the hiking and biking trails around the area, some of the plans that they have to introduce more hiking and biking trails to people around this area. We also have Kevin Blanchard talking about the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan to increase recreational opportunities around the area, as well as Miss Elizabeth Brooks talking about the horse farm. So everything of how to take care of the earth and how to enjoy the earth. Where can we actually go to enjoy the beautiful outdoors, you know? There's so much happening inside Lafayette, around Lafayette, and we just want to bring it to people's awareness. This is where you can go. This is what you can do. This is how you can enjoy. We'll have canoeing for the kids. They'll have cooking demonstrations, some of the seed to skillet demonstrations we did. You can learn how to preserve some of your own garden harvest. We'll have different crafts and activities. They'll have a little water raffle. We'll be giving away a rain barrel As well as some other things that would be very helpful in getting your up and going. We'll have free trees from Trees Acadiana to give away. And lots of good things. Music all day long from 10:30 to 4 o'clock. It'll be nonstop music and fun.
What an amazing day. And I like the way you started it off with it's all about education. And
that's right.
The list of organizations that you have going, some I haven't even heard of. I know a lot of these. The Beetle Experience. What a great, I didn't even know that organization existed.
That's right. You know, we celebrate everything in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And these guys actually put on their own little small festival. It happens, the next one's coming up in June, and basically it's to raise awareness about the different mm-hmm. bugs that we have around mm-hmm. the area, because mm-hmm. everything plays a role. We're all connected, and the earth is the one element that we're all connected to.
So anything you really would want to know about the flora and fauna and landscape and makeup of the earth around here, you could probably find out something about that on Sunday with all of these different groups who will have information, and
that's right.
They'll be glad to answer your questions. So, great opportunity to interact with these various organizations who have something to do with the earth. Of course, to sweeten that, you've got all these other activities you mentioned. There's going to be music. I don't think you mentioned the names of the groups who will be there.
So we'll have Lafayette Rhythm Devils. Mm-hmm. Joe Vadrine and his friends are going to be playing in the village, a little three-piece. And we're going to finish off with Corey LeDay and his Zydeco Band.
Okay, so they're going to be in the performance center, and you can dance.
We'll have dancing, music, mm-hmm. cooking demonstrations. It's a great opportunity, good family-oriented fun. Come and learn a little bit.
Oh, now, what are you going to be teaching people to cook?
We have three different recipes, so mm-hmm. This is kind of connected to our little series that we've been having going on for the last year and again this year. So we're going to be teaching people. You can learn how to make your own tomato salsa. Right now, if you don't have your tomato plants in the ground, I believe the pecan trees have already started leafing out, so it's definitely time to get your plants in the ground. And you can learn how to make tomato salsa with all those plants that you get going. We're also going to learn how to do some sauerkraut, which is actual fermentation process that we use to preserve some of the cabbage harvest, and pepper jelly. It's always that people love the pepper jelly.
So they'll get to learn how to do it. And I know you have printed recipes that are takeaway.
That's right.
So people can observe and then they can take away their recipes.
That's right.
So Erin, what a fabulous place to work.
It is, absolutely.
And to be involved with this effort.
Right. We were just talking about how beautiful it is to work at Vermilionville on a day like today. To walk from house to house, and the village, of course, will be open as well. People can tour the homes and talk to our artisans and all of that.
That's right. When you have an event like this, everything seems so organic there, mm-hmm. you know, that it's set in the place where it should be. And it feels like the houses have been there for 100 or so years. And so there's just something that feels very right about having an Earth Day in a place like that.
It all comes together.
So anything else people should know about the day, Erin? There are lots of activities for both children and adults.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of like kids crafts. There's all kinds of stuff like leaf rubbing and fish rubbing. There's a scavenger hunt. Got stuff going on for all ages.
So you could just spend the entire day there, really.
Exactly.
It would take
you
the entire day just to go from booth to booth mm-hmm. and collect information from these people.
Lots of good food there, mm-hmm. too. So that'll be, you really can spend the day there. Grab a bite to eat while you're there.
In addition to the food demonstrations, there will be food at the Earth Day as well?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything special or different?
Well, one of my favorite things that I tried last year at Earth Day was the herbal lemonade. It's lemonade that's got, we think, like some rosemary and mint and basil and stuff like that in it. So that's really tasty. We'll have that again this year.
And, of course, you all have a beautiful herb garden
right.
at Vermilionville. Mm-hmm. You have this wonderful healing garden, and mm-hmm. they've planted lots of herbs in it.
Yeah.
Will there be any activities there? Will someone be giving a tour of that garden?
The master gardeners will mm-hmm. be there to give you a nice personal tour through their little medicine garden. That's right.
And I know that they change that seasonally, so even if you have seen it at one point, mm-hmm. they always put new plants in for the different season.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Of course, you all have a booklet that goes with the healing garden.
Right.
that you'll have, and that's a great opportunity to learn more about the Earth. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about Earth Day that will take place at the Bayou Vermilion District at Vermilionville this Sunday, and with us, Greg Guidros and Aaron Stickney talking about Earth Day. Now, you're not having it on the exact Earth Day, and probably because, is that Easter? It sort of like runs into something this year, doesn't it?
That's right. I believe the official Earth Day is April 22nd. So all around town, I think there are actually a number of different celebrations, and everyone, I guess, we celebrate it whenever we get a chance.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, having a day like Earth Day in our country, the seasons are so different around the country that you have to celebrate it at different times. And this really is the perfect time in South Louisiana. So, Greg, are you going to be doing the cooking demonstrations yourself, or are you going to be in charge of any other demonstrations?
I'll probably be running around making sure everything's going right on Sunday. However, we do have Miss Patricia Foster, one of the Friends of Vermilionville. She's actually going to be doing our demonstrations for the day.
Okay. And you did mention the Seed to Skillet. So maybe we can just put in a little plug for that. If people do attend Earth Day and they see this cooking demonstration, they may be very interested in signing up for the next one.
That's right. The next one's going to be in June. Mm-hmm. That program is a quarterly program. We do it four times a year. The next one's going to be moving into our summer season. So we'll be talking about companion planting, succession planting, what to plant next. We'll actually have one of the master gardeners, Miss Marion Armbruster. She's going to be helping us out with that. And we'll also be covering different recipes that you'll be cooking at that point in the year.
So it flows very nicely from Earth Day that you can attend this Sunday and then sign up for the Seed to Skillet program that takes place four times a year following the seasons. And is there information on the website, Erin, about Seed to Skillet?
If you go to vermilionville.org and click on our events page and just look for it in June, and they'll have all the information you need on there.
Mm-hmm. And you have a Facebook page? And
we do, yes.
Is there information about Earth Day
there? There is information about Earth Day both on our website and on our Facebook page. If you go to Vermilionville's Facebook page, there's an event set up for it. It's got all the details. Or even if you're not on Facebook, you can just go to our website and you'll see the same information there.
Okay. And do you all have a newsletter that people can sign up for?
We do. We send out two e-blasts per week. You can do both or just one or the other. Mondays, we send out our daily specials for the restaurant. And then Friday, we send out an e-blast with information about all the upcoming activities. So you can sign up for that by just visiting our website.
It's a really nice newsletter to get because, you know, we like to keep up with what's going on.
But there's always so much going on.
And if you're going to a website, you might forget to go and find out what's going on. And your newsletter is lovely.
Thank you. It's a little reminder.
It's a good reminder. So if you hadn't signed up for the newsletter yet, what they're doing this weekend is having Earth Day at Vermilionville. It starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday, and there's so many activities happening there. And as Greg was mentioning, lots of organizations who are involved in the environment, whether it's plants, animals, the soil, water, everything that surrounds us. Now, you did mention one. You're kind of going quickly through some of these organizations. You mentioned CRIE. Can you tell us just a bit about that group and what people might be able to find out about them?
So, yes, we'll have one of the representatives from CRIE there. And CRIE is actually the Cultural Research Institute of Acadiana. And these guys are actually actively going out into the community trying to find old Cajun and Creole farmers that are actually still growing some of the old heirloom seeds. A lot of the seeds and a lot of things we plant here in Louisiana, we really don't. We kind of take for granted everything that went into bringing those seeds over into Louisiana. And some of those are some really good old strains. Some of them are well adapted for growing in South Louisiana. And these guys are going out into the community, finding old farmers, collecting those seeds, and then beginning a program to where those seeds can be perpetuated and grown out within the community to keep those old strains alive.
What an amazing organization. Yeah. That's quite a mission to do that. And I know Definitely. That they're interested in people who would like to help them out or learn more and participate in the collecting of those seeds.
That's right. And you can find out all about it on Sunday.
All right. So just attend. CRIE is one of the organizations, and the Beetle Experience as well. And, of course, the beekeepers, and they're always fascinating to talk mm-hmm. to.
That's right.
So much to learn. So much to learn about the earth, and in particular, our little section of earth here in South Louisiana. Again, Facebook or website, you can find out more about Earth Day this coming Sunday at Vermilionville. Anything else coming up that we should know about?
We do have quite a bit of things coming up at Vermilionville. If you can't make it out for Earth Day, you can always come out the following day, Monday night. We're having our Southern Circuit series. It's the last one of the season. So if you haven't checked one out, this is going to be a really good one. The film we're showing is The Retrieval, and filmmaker Chris Eska is going to be there with us. So we get to watch the film, hang out with Chris, talk about it afterwards. It always produces a really nice, intriguing conversation. So we have that Monday night, and then Tuesday we have Le Mangue Day, which is our monthly workshop with our artisans, Vermilionville's own artisans. And the theme for Tuesday is Native American beadwork and finger weaving. So an interesting local Native American craft.
So much to learn in the space of 3 days at Vermilionville.
Right.
Earth Day, the Southern Circuit films, and then learning about those incredible native crafts.
A little bit of something for everyone.
Yes, it is. That's all at Vermilionville. You can be informed in so many ways, especially if you do sign up for their newsletter. Well, thank you both for coming by.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
We appreciate all of your work over there. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty day, too.
Hope so.
See y'all at Earth Day on Sunday.
Yes.
Thank you. What's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In Lake Charles, Beauty and the Beast will be performed at Westlake High Theater this evening at 7 o'clock. The box office opens at 6 and doors at 6:30. Continuing at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette, the musical Title of Show. It will run through this weekend, 7:30, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Tickets are available at the door, but you may want to call ahead to reserve tickets at Theater 810. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the James Hunter Six will be performing this evening and Friday evening, 7:30. There are a few seats left. You can call the ACA or go to their website, Acadiana Center for the arts.org. The UL Press will have a warehouse clearance tent sale tomorrow. In the morning, they will be set up in front of Dupre Library from 8:30 to noon, and from 1 to 5, they will move to the Roy House, which is on the corner of Johnston and University, just across the street from the university and from the Presbyterian Church. You'll see that they'll be set up outside in the front of Roy House, up to 90% off on many of their titles, and they have have some free books as well. They've been publishing for nearly four decades, and they've got some of their older books that will be for sale as well. A really good opportunity to fill your library with Louisiana culture and history, folklore, art, poetry, novels, and to give gifts as well. That's tomorrow, the UL Press Warehouse Clearance Tent Sale, in the morning in front of Dupre Library, and in the afternoon at the Roy House on Johnston and University. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday, tomorrow, with a performance by the group Timonde. They will perform from noon until 1 in Parc Sans Souci. There will be a lecture on the UL campus Friday afternoon from 4 to 6. It's the Gulf States Early American History Workshop, and Dr. Philippe Girard from McNeese will be giving a talk entitled "Why Did the Haitian Revolution Never Export Itself?" All about the Jamaica's failed slave uprising of 1799. All are invited. It's in Griffin Hall, room 315. The Lafayette Art Association will have their annual spring art auction Friday from 5:30 to 7:30 at their building on St. Mary Boulevard. That is the Lafayette Art Association and Gallery. Zucchero, Italian superstar, will be performing at Vermilionville tomorrow evening, Friday evening at 8 o'clock. Tickets available through the BayouVermilionDistrict.com or by calling Frank Camello to see about availability of tickets. V-Day Lafayette presents Eve Ensler's play, A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer. It will be performed Friday and Saturday evenings at Black Cafe on South Pierce Street, 518 South Pierce Street. Proceeds benefit Faith House in Lafayette. Chez Giselle continues at Cité des Arts this weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings, and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. For reservations, you can contact Cité or go to their website. In Opelousas, the Delta Grand Youth Company presents The Apple Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available through the Delta Grand Theater. The Lafayette Horse Farm, Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will take place this Saturday from 8 until noon. There will be storytelling and egg pocking, and there will be a Cajun jam this Saturday led by Lisa and Harry Trahan. This Saturday is the Amis d'Immersion Grand Pique-Nique de l'Immersion. It's a gathering of students, parents, and teachers in immersion programs around the state. It will be at Evangeline Elementary from 10 until 2 on Saturday. Fresh and Local will take place on Saturday at the Blue Moon Saloon. It is a benefit for the Acadiana Food Circle. It starts at 5 o'clock, and there will be music by the Cat Head Biscuit Boys, and then the Windowers, and then Maker's Reel. That's on Saturday at the Blue Moon. It's a benefit for the Acadiana Food Circle called Fresh and Local 3. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts, there are quite a number of exhibits, including in the main gallery, FaceTime. In the side gallery, a collection of work by Rick Begno is on display. Upstairs, Leah Graves' Biophilia continues, and all up on the second floor, ESA's exhibit of their students' work from pre-K 3 all the way up through their seniors. Lafayette Arts and Fleas takes place during Art Walk, featuring quite a number of local artists. That will be in Parc de Lafayette, 5 to 9 p.m. It includes Silver Sister, Rock, Paper Scissors, and Jolie Pétale. The Astra Modern Market Gallery features Bayou des Femmes, which is a collaborative art show of the work of Bayou des Hommes and Prairie des Femmes. Both of those are blogs run by two young French-speaking Louisianians, Ashley Michaud and Joe Vidrine. Their work will be on display at Astra Modern Market Gallery from 6 until 8 p.m. They'll have both photographs and other artifacts and some of their other artwork as well. In Our Veins with Amy Guidry will be on display in downtown Lafayette at the gallery at Ballet Academy for Art Walk. At Cité des Arts, there will be an exhibit by the Autism Society of Acadiana with children's art. The Silverbacks Improv Theater will be performing at Cité des Arts on Saturday at 7:30. There will be two shows on that day. And then Earth Day is on Sunday at Vermilionville. Saxophonist and composer David Maslanka will be giving a concert this Sunday at 2 o'clock in Angèle Hall. And a pretty amazing concert featuring quite a number of groups from the School of Music music. On Sunday, Dr. Barry Oslay will be showing clips of films filmed in Louisiana, Hard Times, The Drowning Pool, The Big Easy, and Southern Comfort. That will be at 3 o'clock in Oliver Hall. It's free. Everyone's invited to come and view the outtakes and also to discuss representations of Louisiana in film. Lafayette Concert Band will have their village concert at Acadian Village this Sunday at 5 o'clock. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.
Sounds ever recorded right here on JAMON. Cecil here with some hard slapping grooves from the classic Studio One era up to today's finest reggae sounds. JAMON, Sundays 9 to 11 p.m. right here on KRVS.
Greetings, I'm Jake Hebert.
And I'm Adam Chouard. Join us every Friday at midnight for the Sound Club radio program.
Your home for left field pop gems from today to yesteryear.
Here on 88.7 FM, KRVS.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette.